Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Ben, Todd Payton, welcome.
Hi guys, how are we?
Hey, congratulations, mate. We're good. It seems like an eternity we've waited. I know COVID's the reason, but an eternity we've waited for a big crowd in Townsville, a close game and a Cowboys win.
Yeah, no, last year's game, when the opening game last year was sellout, but obviously with all the COVID stuff rumbling away in the background immediately, they had 5,000 people not turn up. So last night was a crowd record, and they got a typical Broncos-Cowboys clash over the years. So, yeah, good result for us in the end.
Obviously, they are big games, and I played in a few. So what was it like coaching your first local derby?
No, I enjoyed it. The anticipation was around town through the week. It means more to everyone up here, obviously. The perception is that we're the Broncos' little brother, and the locals here don't take too kindly to that. So there's a point to prove. It was really enjoyable. I noticed it just going to my young fella's footy on Saturday. I had a couple of people come up and wish us well. And just around town, just grabbing a coffee here or there. Certainly some anticipation for the game. So it was really enjoyable.
What are you putting the improvement down to, Todd? Like you came out guns blazing at the beginning of the season, caused a lot of talk around the game, and we're starting to see a performance out of the team. And you spoke last night after the game about starting to see the things you're trying to put in place. What are you working towards? What are you pleased to be seeing in the side right now?
Oh, I'm just enjoying the fight, Kenny. We've been talking a lot about playing the game the right way, and there's been a seismic shift with the way that we want to play with the ball in our hand and obviously when we're defending. So that was always going to take a bit of time. But, playing the right way for me is spending energy to gain energy. So it's just making our players aware at the right time to spend the energy and knowing where you're going to get it back. So the game's evolved over the past, 12 to 18 months again, and it's sped up. It's still a learning curve for a lot of our players from week to week, but I can see us making some small improvements from week to week.
Toddy, Kenny touched on the fact that you did rattle the cage initially when you arrived at the Cowboys, and I think given where the club had finished the last 3 years, it had to be done, but how did you handle? There was obviously a lot of reports about, yourself taking on Jason Tomalolo publicly, and reports that perhaps Valentine Holmes was a little bit unsettled. How did you handle that, and what have you learned out of that?
I got off Twitter.
What were we on there for in the first place?
I never posted. I just always, it was my news feed, That's how I kept up to date with things. But I got off that. I didn't expect it to blow up like it did, and I didn't intend it to put the pressure on Jason, on myself and on the club the way it did. But I was purely just trying to raise the bar in what's expected of all of our players. I've known Jace for a long time. We have a good relationship. It's always been open and honest. He was fine. The Val thing, it bubbled away, but it was between Val and myself. We were always pretty clear and around the expectation. If he wants to be a fullback, these are the things we've got to get right. So, and he was always about doing what's right for the team. So I get that there is so much rugby league contact that has to be filled. And it was, I guess, an eye-opener for me in a lot of ways. And, I'm new to the role and learning on the run. So I took some lessons out of it.
You must have been happy with Jason last night. Obviously, he came up with an error at a critical point, but then he makes up with it with the game on the line and Val ices it with the field goal.
Yeah, look, I think Jace, that's just his third game for the season. He had a really big impact. He's our most influential player, and he showed that last night. Really stood up when the game counted. Val again has sort of come to me about a month ago and said he wanted to practice some field goals because he thinks he strikes them well enough. And I know it wasn't pretty in the end, but he got the ball and he got it over. So Yeah, both those guys had some pretty big plays in our game, which is great.
For all the criticism you cop in that early period, Todd, do you feel some justification now, given last night, that the two players who you asked more of were the two who delivered the result?
Yeah, well, I haven't thought of it that way, Kenny. I just know our guys can give more, and I'm just want more out of them. So, you know, there's a good feeling in the place at the moment. They're just working hard for each other. You know, everyone's enjoying coming to work every day, and they're trying to improve. So I think the staff have done a really good job being consistent day after day, and got some really good help around me, and I've enjoyed coming to work as well. So that's you know, three quarters of the job there. So it's feeling good at the moment.
Last night in your press conference, you know, we're talking about your big players, and Cole Fouts, one of them, as a winger, he just every month he comes up with a highlight. What about his first try? It's like go gadget arm coming around and scoring.
Yeah, I actually didn't get a good look at it until after the game. So I was writing some notes down. I was actually a bit pissed off in the box because I thought he muffed it by staying tall. And then Dean Young had to pull me and said, mate, he scored, leave it alone. So just got on with it. But yeah, it was a great try. I've seen it a couple of times this morning. You've done remarkably well.
Hey, Todd, you mentioned, you know, how much you're enjoying it, which is fantastic, because if I got this right, my memory serves me correctly that you identified, or you admitted on Fox League there, that you had been offered the Warriors gig and knocked it back before you'd been given the Cowboys gig. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I turned the job down. There was a few reasons around that. Obviously, family was part of it, wanting to come back to Australia and all the uncertainty around the COVID stuff. So, you know, they hadn't had the interview process there at the Cowboys. And, yeah, I had a few sleepless nights. I didn't know whether I'd done the right thing. Didn't know how it was going to play out. But in the end, you know, we got a few wins at the Warriors and interviewed okay and ended up with the job. So, yeah, it's worked out well and everyone's really happy and settled here. So it's great.
Yeah, that's what I call backing yourself in, old mate. But look, Magic Round this weekend, and you know, if anybody can say they've had their squad ravaged by injury, it's the Roosters. But the Roosters won't go away, and you blokes got the Roosters this weekend. How do you approach that game? When do you get to Brisbane? All that sort of thing.
Yep. So we kick off Saturday, so we're going to get down Friday. We were supposed to do our review and recovery today, but given it was Mother's Day, give the boys a day off, which they enjoyed that. We're going to have another day off tomorrow and roll back into training on the Tuesday and start our prep. But, yeah, what a club. Ravaged by injury, and they just keep turning up and they keep working hard. And, you know, I enjoy watching them play footy, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to improve again if we want to get the win.
Todd, we've been on this theme a little bit. We had Jaden Brayley on earlier, and we asked him a similar question. But talking about the mental strength in teams these days and how some teams have got it, some teams haven't got it, and we're sort of dovetailing that into the whole sports science argument, and the theory being that with all the GPS tracking, the sports science argument, that so much has been done then to sort of sit guys down just when it gets tough mentally. So they're not actually learning to be tough mentally, which is what we're seeing a lot of in the NRL with teams. Yeah, you know, they come off and they just go, oh, we just didn't turn up today, or you know, we just had a bad 20 minutes and things like that. Do you think that, do you believe it's real?
Oh, I think there's parts truth to that, Kenny, yeah. But the thing, you know, with the Roosters, they've got so much experience in some senior players there that just drag the guys around them along with them, and I reckon that's where we've probably lacked a little bit. We don't have a big group of senior leaders and on-field leaders on the park, and you know, that's probably a strength of the Roosters over the year, that they know how to get it done under duress, and those big guys stand up and the less experienced guys jump on the back of them. So it's a growth area for us, definitely. We're in the market to try and get some leaders into the club, so that'll help us in that area.
Whereabouts are you looking there?
We're looking for an edge back rower and a middle forward.
And obviously someone with some experience there. You're not looking for youth. It's more just someone that's going to bring some leadership and experience.
Yeah, character and leadership. We need NRL-ready players that will have an immediate impact in the way that we train and the way that we play.
Hey, Toddy, talking about that, you moved Cohen Hess, who was on the edge, but he was coming off the back fence, and it seems to be suiting him playing in the middle. He's got some more minutes and seems to be running harder and, you know, winning the little battles. Like,
you know, I think collisions. Cohen's been great through the middle. You know, he's such an athlete, and, you know, playing in the middle, he doesn't have to make many decisions. He's just got to get the ball and he's got to run, and then he's got to make his tackles when they come his way. Playing on the edge, I don't believe that he knew how to save his energy in certain parts of his game. He would go balls out the whole time and then obviously fall off a cliff, and when you're fatigued and tired, he didn't make great decisions. So pushing in the middle has been good for him. I think he's enjoyed it. He can go all out for however long he lasts and then gets a break and does it again. So, you know, he's been really good for us through the middle.
Hey, Toddy, like, you played in an era where I think it was unlimited interchange, it was fast, there wasn't much wrestle in the game. It's got to be pretty similar to the game now, hasn't it? The speed of it, or do you reckon it's faster today than when you played?
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon it has to be faster, Gordy. The way that they're such athletes, the way that they train and the tackling they do at training, it's almost, you know, that was like they almost play two games a week. You know, our big training day through the week is you know, a fair bit of contact in that. They're running some high speeds, and yeah, they consistently train harder than what we ever did, and I reckon the game's faster.
Hey, Toddy, I think we'll let you go there, mate. We sincerely wish you all the best for the remainder of the season. We're glad you got the season back on track with the Cowboys, and no doubt we'll all see you at Magic Round.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.